DJW Mobile. And Dave, KV4CPA. A little while ago. Oh, your mobile again. I'm headed home from tennis again. Ah, two tennis matches in one day, huh? Can't get enough. Happy's gonna go do some bird hunting. Well, there's nothing like dead chicken, you know. If Zaxby's does a good job.
I usually bag a couple when I go to Zaxby's.
A couple birds.
Yeah,
dead ones are better than live ones, yeah, when you're going to eat them. Please tell my grandson, you know, if I'm going to the steakhouse, I'm going to eat some dead cow.
Okay, it doesn't sound as appetizing, huh?
It makes you think about it. Kind of, you know, you look at it a little differently, but, I mean, heck, Roadhouse has got a roadkill, so a lot of times I just tell them, yeah, I saw it laying out there, you can just go scoop it up.
Vegetarian, you'd be eating vegetables alive, because usually they don't die immediately when you cut them from the roots, right? It takes a little while. So I guess they're eating plants alive, whereas meat eaters are eating meat dead.
I think my daughter, she was taking a cooking class at her school, and they were supposed to cook lobster, and you're supposed to put it in the boiling water alive. So, and she couldn't do it. She said, "I just can't do it."
And you do that, but if you put them in there and turn up the temperature slowly, they don't holler. But if you put them in there, you know, and they're at ambient temperature and the water's boiling, yeah, they scream.
That I didn't know.
You go to Red Lobster and you order lobster, you know, they're swimming around in that tank. I just wonder why you don't hear that. They must have a soundproof room where they do that, or else the scream isn't that loud.
It must not be really loud or something. They put a lid over it or something. I don't know. I've never seen that done, so I don't think I want to.
How'd your tennis match go? Did you win?
Not tonight. We had two formidable opponents on the other side of the net, and they were about as determined as we were. And although we did get some good shots in, but yeah, they beat us.
Run all the time, you get boring, huh?
It would get boring for the guys that were losing. I'm probably going to lose you here, but I'll pick you back up in about 30 seconds or a minute or something.
Probably do that when I get close to Zaxby's. The same thing. KW Mobile.
KB4CBA.
Put on the airplane stuff.
On the airplane what?
On the airplane stuff. Where'd we land with that?
Is that a question or a comment? I couldn't figure out what you were saying.
That was a question. You gotta go flying anytime soon?
Probably not. And neither is my airplane. oh, me. Yeah, let's see. What I have to do is get my license, and then don't you have to join one of the clubs to fly in their area, you know, flying strip, landing strip.
You are a member of the Academy of Model Aeronautics. You get 6 flights per year free at every sanctioned AMA field.
Well, that's probably all I'd do in a year.
In the area, and they're expensive to join. They're like $120 a piece. except for, well, there's one that's less than that, but the other ones are that high or more. If there were three clubs in the area, and there are, and you join the AMA, and they're like $100-something to join, I think the first time sign up, you got to pay like an extra $20 or something like that. But if you join them, then you'd have like $600 worth of membership if you only went six times a year to each one of the three, which would be 18 times a year you could go fly.
Well, so which one am I nearest to?
It's probably the same with me. I'm like 6 miles from Foothills, and you're about that same distance from me. Whereas for us to go down to WCRC, it's about 16 to 24 miles.
So where is Foothills?
Mention of Jordan and Jug Factory at on Airport Road, Sloan Airport, Airport Road, Jug Factory, Jordan, Lebanon, all that area.
I'm sure I know where that is. And like I said, I've got a few things to do to that other one before I can get it up in the air. It really needs like a nose cone on the front too, but I don't know what that would look like.
So on the prop, or is that what you're talking about?
It's got a, oh God, what is it, Enya or something like that, I forget the size of the motor, it's a pretty big engine, and then it mounts to the fuselage, but that area, really all that area right there needs to have a little cone or something over it, I think. You know, it would look better.
You had that running at one point in time, didn't you? I seem to remember you started it up or something.
It'll run. I mean, I've got it running, and I've got a I bought the spin starter from Steve, and I got me a glow plug igniter or whatever you call it, and. And so I've had it running, and the only way I can shut it off is pull the fuel line off.
Didn't you?
Automobiles and trucks and stuff.
Out of different vehicle, you got a screw on the carburetor. You can back off on the idle, so you can lower the throttle enough to where the thing just shuts off. Right?
That out later. Oh me, I tell you, it was. I was sitting there, and the thing is, it's just screwed into the fuselage, and it didn't have any bolts on the back of it, or nuts on the back of it, and the screws started coming loose, and I thought, oh crap, this, the engine's getting ready to come off, and so I said, how the heck am I going to turn this thing off? So I just yanked the fuel line off real quick.
I pinch it, or some people, if you have a towel, they just throw the towel in the prop, and that'll stop it too, when it's idling, not when it's running high speed. I'm getting ready to go in the Zaxby's black hole, so you're probably going to lose me. W4DJW.
Great pull in the garage, you're definitely going to lose me. Yeah, there is a black hole right there, I don't know what it is. Well, I'll talk to you later, Dave, and you have a good evening, enjoy the chicken. W4DJW KB4CBA.
I enjoyed it. W4DJW, clear.